Sybil.
Happy Friday Eve. Good morning, Mr. Joyner.
J. Anthony Brown.
What is going on, Sybil? Later, what's happening?
Sherry.
Hey,
Sherry Shepherd.
Good morning.
Sherry Shepherd. Yes, it's Sherry Shepherd Thursday.
Morning.
And she's in L.A.
In the L.A., baby.
In L.A.
Shooting Soul Man?
The Soul Man. Nash and Cedric the Entertainer. And Wesley Jonathan. Yes.
Did you get your flowers?
I got my flowers, Tom.
I had them delivered to the set. Yeah.
They came in a big old box. I was on the set, and everybody was like, "Ooh, who is that?" I was like, "That's from Tom." Yeah. And I got chocolates.
Yeah. What'd you do with the chocolates?
I sniffed them.
Good.
You know, because I'm type 2 diabetic. I can't eat those chocolates, but they sure look good.
Well, you know, you're sitting next to another diabetic. We call him the pathetic diabetic.
Jay!
But
you look good.
He'll sniff them, then he'll lick them, and then he'll eat them. Yeah, that's what he does with chocolates. He can't help it.
That visual.
He can't help
Jay.
It. He's pathetic.
But
he's
Jay,
the pathetic diabetic.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I love my flowers. Thank you so much. They're these beautiful roses, and they're on my table.
All right.
And the chocolates came in this beautiful box with the red ribbon on it.
Yeah, yeah.
They were gorgeous. They're in this beautiful vase.
What are your Valentine's plans, Sherry?
I am. Some girls invited me to Jack and Jill Valentine's Day gala.
And some girls.
I said, women, they're coming with their husbands, my girlfriends from my Mocha Moms.
And what are you going to do?
No. Well, I'm going to look at a Jack and Jill Valentine's Day gala by myself.
Yeah, right. No,
you don't and then that. They said, but my husband will dance with you. No. I said, that is the ultimate empathetic. I'm dancing with you and your husband on the dance floor.
Do you think about all these women planning on going to see 50 Shades of Grey? Together for Valentine's.
I think that's going to be a lot of fun for a lot of people. And if men are smart, they would be right there outside the door.
They might be smart, but you got to sit through that.
No.
Men
don't necessarily
outside?
Have to go.
No, be home. Waiting when the women get back. Really? Although, I don't know if I want to go home and see a belt on the bed. That's,
what's
that's
a
really
belt?
Not
I don't
in my
get
fantasy.
It.
It's
a domination of 50 Shades of Grey. A lot of the sexual activity was domination, submission, and domination.
With handcuffs whips.
The character
and
in the movie.
Yeah,
oh, is that right? I had no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is.
No, I'm not.
It's a lot of submission and domination in 50 Shades of Grey. It's not regular. They got a rubber room, Tom.
I'm writing my own book called 49 Shades of Brown, so it'll be coming out.
And what's 49 Shades of Brown?
A lot of
begging
in it.
A lot of begging.
When you gonna break me off, 49 Shades of Brown, it'll be...
Take out the garbage.
It's coming out this week, man.
49 Shades of Brown.
49 Shades of Brown, man.
Coming this weekend.
50 Shades of Grey is gonna be big.
Yes.
Although
it's gonna be really big, yeah.
I'd love to see Magic Mike on a Valentine's Day.
Yeah, that would be a good one, too. Magic Mike.
Magic Mike.
Yeah, too.
That was another movie.
Oh, that's the male.
With your boy.
That's the male stripper?
Yes.
That's the male strippers.
Yeah.
Michael Strahan, Channing Tatum. Yeah, I don't want ropes and things.
You're not into being tied up?
I'm already tied up in a lot of legal stuff. I don't need more.
You don't need the physical tie up, too.
Tied up ain't good right now.
Yeah, tied up is not good for Sherry Shepherd.
Well, I saw an article that says that things are not good on the set of The View.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah.
You know, when you were here last Thursday, I meant to ask you because the executive producer left last week, Sherry.
Bill Wolf?
Yeah.
Yes.
And he's going back to HGTV, I guess. Things
they just drove him away.
Now, how was it? Could you sense some of that when you were over there?
And then came word about Rosie, that came out Friday night about Rosie leaving her wife
and then leaving
The View. And and then this week came word that actually they were planning to fire Whoopi. And Rosie just threw, something into the plans, and now everything is just crazy.
So what's really going on?
I think it's just very chaotic over there. You know, I think they're just trying to find a groove. Over in there, and Rosie is leaving. So now, not only do they have to find a replacement for Rosie. They always were looking for somebody to sit in that fifth chair, remember? Mm-hmm.
So Rosie
got to fill the fourth and the fifth chair.
Rosie was making somewhere between $5 and $10 million.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money to walk away from.
Well,
because
people be walking away from some stuff.
Clear people.
I'm telling you.
And she's Chinese walking folks. Away because of her split with her,
her wife.
Her split with her wife.
And her health.
Yeah, and health. Health and... But, you know, I don't care if I'm having problems. I still be there. Look, I'm sick. I still want that money.
What's wrong with
but
her?
She had a heart attack.
That's right.
Last year, and then she had bypass surgery.
I can understand the wife thing.
The weight.
That makes sense.
Well, maybe the wife calls the daughter.
Well, her doctor said that she was starting to see her numbers go back up again to where she was, and she said she was very stressed.
It was that stress. But I think Jay, you said, could I see it? I think a lot of viewers could see
the tension on the show.
On the show, and I think
but in the mainstream, your health is more important than any amount of money that you think you're going to get.
Especially when you've had a heart attack.
Yeah, if you had a heart attack and you know that job is that stressful, then just take a break.
Was it the job that was stressful or the marriage?
It was everything.
I'm sure it was all of it.
Rosie brings stress in there.
And what about the fact that just Rosie is mean?
Well, I'm not going to attest to that. I think I've always had a
problem. She seems to be a mean person. Is that
Rosie helped me negotiate for my job at The View. When I first got on The View, Rosie told me how much she made and how much everybody else made.
Well, that's
so
nice.
She said, yeah, I love that. And she said, so this is what you need to ask for. Throughout my whole negotiation process, Rosie O'Donnell was very helpful to me. So if people
and
say
it
she's
all
mean,
depends.
She,
I mean, some people think everybody's mean, and you're not quite the way you appear in one situation as opposed to another. And so,
you find, Sybil, that for women, when you demand certain things as opposed to a man, people tend to call you the B word
in a heartbeat.
You're mean when you don't stand for certain things.
And she's just demanding certain things that she thinks is the way to work it. And
exactly.
It comes, and all that stress will give you a heart attack.
It sure will. So we wish her well, though, but now there's two chairs. Sybil, you need to go in there and co-host.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Sybil's like, no, I'm great.
I love radio, but I love to watch The View, and I really love the machinations of it and how they're going to figure out what to do next, if they're going to go away. You think The View will go away?
They had a good show, a really, really good show, and then they just
and
said,
one
well,
of the things
how can
I
we
think
mess
Sherry,
this up?
Right. Is that they're going to bring a man in, and I think Mario Cantone would be a good.
Yeah, he'd be a good fit.
Would be
he really would
somebody that might work for it. But
who's
He's a comic out of Boston, really. But television seems to love him, and he seems to be on a lot of television shows.
And
The View is one.
Laverne Cox has been on there a lot.
And that's an interesting touch too. That would be a really interesting addition.
Laverne Cox has been on there quite a bit.
Laverne Cox is the tranny from Orange Is the New Black, Tom.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, he's been on there a couple times.
She has been on there a couple times.
She did very well.
And what about Bruce Jenner? Bruce Jenner.
Bruce Jenner has a few problems.
Bruce didn't finish yet.
He's still in the kitchen.
Bruce is going through some things right now.
When everything is in place,
things are taken.
Everything is put. Well, not well. Take
we'll
it out
take
of place
it out.
Or whatever, Sylvia. I don't know.
Okay, whatever it
well,
is.
I think
they're
Bruce
doing.
Has got to settle things like a car crash.
Yeah.
Before he even thinks about coming on the View. But we'll see what's
it's very interesting to see.
Bruce Shetter,
yeah.
And is there any going back? Is there any going back?
Sherry, would you go back?
Would I go back? Yeah. Sybil, I'm with you. I'll go back to co-host. I would love to guest co-host.
Not permanent.
Uh-uh. No, you know, life got to move forward. Like, you know, going back is like going back with your old boyfriend.
Yeah.
Oh, is that bad? The View was like your old boyfriend.
God, wow.
Well, it's a different.
Break it down.
It's a different set than when Sherry
didn't mean it like that. No, but Sybil, it's like, you know, when you leave a relationship.
And you get there and you remember. You suddenly remember why.
You take the good memories.
Yeah. As soon as you get back, it takes you about 3 seconds to figure out, that's why I left.
You
right there.
You remember